Hello, this is David Sundin, and I'd like to welcome you to the Rev Up Podcast. Rev Up is produced by the evangelism team of the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention. We exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. For more information about the evangelism team or the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention, please go to www.mwbc.org. And thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast. I'd like to welcome you back to the Rev Up Podcast. For those of you who this is your first time with us, we're glad to have you on board. For those of you who are returning, you are honoring us with your by coming back and listening. We really appreciate that. This is David Sundin, and I'm with the evangelism team of the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention. On our last podcast, we started talking about our mission statement and how to organize your church for effective or passionate evangelism. Today, what we'd like to do is we'd like to get back to our mission statement and then talk about equipping your church, what the evangelism team of the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention can do for your church to help you equip that church for passionate evangelism. So let's look at our mission statement again. It's simply stated, we exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. Today we're going to talk about equipping. Now we have said that we will equip our churches with a three-pronged emphasis on, first, providing strategy, second, providing training, and third, providing resources. Let's talk about providing strategy. If you're going to do anything that's going to be worthwhile, you are going to have a strategy. Now, for a while, strategic planning was, everyone was talking about, you got to do strategic planning, you got to do this, you got to do that. And some people, when they hear strategic planning right now, they want to turn away, they want to just say, forget it. Well, give me your ear for a moment. We are talking about strategic planning. We're talking about having a strategy, but understand this, that there is nothing of worth that you will do that you will do without some type of strategy. Now, it may be a very complicated strategy, or it may be something that is extremely simple, but you need a strategy if you're going to accomplish anything. Now, as we go into and talk about our churches, and especially in the area of evangelism, we need to have a strategy in our church in order to do evangelism. And so what we do in the evangelism team is we come in and we provide strategy for you. We will do evaluations, we will do training, and we'll do implementation. Let's talk about the evaluations. There's a lot of different ways to do evaluations in your church. When I come in, I talk to the pastor, I talk to the leadership, and we decide what the best way is, what is the best way to do the evaluation. Now, I work with some other team members. For example, I've got a fellow who works in the office next to me. His name is Clint. Clint has a lot of different written evaluation tools, and Clint can come in and help, and he's got a team member that works with him, Ted, and Ted can come in and help evaluate. But basically, we can come in with written materials that would go to all of the people within the congregation, and we'd take a written evaluation. Now, this evaluation that we do can be focused just specifically on evangelism, or it can be an evaluation for the entire church, for the entire ministry of the church. But on the evangelism team, what we're really interested in is the evaluations that deal with evangelism and the evangelistic effectiveness of your church and how the people perceive that evangelistic effectiveness. Now, we also can come in and just talk with the pastor. Sometimes that's all I do. Come in, talk with the pastor, and get an evaluation from him. Other times, the pastor wants me to talk to like maybe the deacons or the elders of the church or some other leadership in the church, and we do a little evaluation, and it's just really simple there. We can do a SWOT. We can talk about our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities, our threats. We can talk about what happened in the past, what we would like to see, different things along those lines. But that gives us a picture of where the church is and what it's doing at the present time as it's dealing with evangelism. And so we take that, whatever evaluative tool that we use, we take that then, we sit down, we look at it, we get a picture then of what is going on in the congregation, we share that then with the leadership of the church, and it's from that point on that we decide where we need to go and what we need to do. So that's the first step in providing strategy. But also in that step of providing strategy, we also give ourselves to the congregation, we give ourselves to the leadership of the church, and we say, we are available to you to help you train. Not only will we evaluate and give you a report, but then we will come alongside and we will help you train. Now, normally what happens is we get together an evangelism team at the church so that the pastor or the leadership in the church decides and they say, okay, let's put together a group of people who are very interested in evangelism and outreach in our church. And we'll come in and we will then train that evangelism team how to do their job. Now, if you haven't already listened to the podcast, the last podcast on organizing your church, you're going to want to go back to do that, because when we come in and train that evangelism team, we're focusing on a three-pronged evangelistic prayer, evangelistic preparation, and evangelistic proclamation. So you go back and listen to that one, but we'll come in and we'll train your evangelism team. Now, sometimes the church, maybe they don't want to have a team in particular. They just want us to come in and train the entire congregation. We'll do that also. But we will start with an evaluation to see where you are, where you've been, where you think you're going, and where you think you need to be going. Then we come in and we train and we put that organization in place so that your team then can have a solid organization to take to the church for effective evangelism. Now, we don't stop there, because when we're talking about providing strategy, yes, we start with evaluations and then we go into training, but we also deal with implementation. We are there for you if you need us to help you implement this within the congregation. Now, some congregations you go into, you provide a little bit of training, the team sees it, they grab onto it, they understand it, and they go forward with it, and they're the ones that then implement that within the congregation. Other times they'll say to us, we would like for you to help us with this. We understand it, but we would like for you to come back to the congregation and help us implement this. And so we'll go through a lot of different steps here with the congregation and with the leadership teams at the church in order to figure out how to put this in place within the church and then make it work. So that's the first thing under equipping, is that we provide strategy, and it deals with evaluations, training, and implementation. Now, the second thing under equipping is providing training. Now, I know we just talked about that under strategy, but the training that we do under strategy is training in how to prepare your strategy. The next step is providing training for the church. We do conferences, seminars, and even one-on-one. So after the church has decided how it's going to be organized to do this and getting it's ready to go, then we come in on the equipping part. We actually can come back to your congregation and provide conferences for you. Maybe this would be a 2-day, 3-day, 1-day conference. We may even do a seminar for you, a conference seminar, same basic format. Or we can come back in and we can do one-on-one training for the people within your congregation. This depends on what's best for your church at the time. We don't come in and say, this is the way it's got to be. We work with your leadership in order to make it happen. And then the third thing is to provide resources. We will equip your church by providing resources. Some of these are just ideas. I'm always looking for great ideas for evangelism. Matter of fact, some of the ideas that we find, you will find on these podcasts. There's one coming up for Halloween that we just did. So trying to get the churches able to do a Halloween outreach. But we will provide ideas. And then we also, there are some instances where we can supply some of the necessary supplies that you need. Sometimes I get things in at the office and I can give them away, or a number of different things like that. Some churches are really hurting financially, and sometimes I can team up with other churches to get the supplies that are needed to do the job. The other thing to remember is, for those of you who are Southern Baptist churches, because you promote the cooperative program, because you give to the cooperative program, then we are able as a convention to provide some of those things for you, because the cooperative program then can pay for that. For those of you who are not Southern Baptists, just don't even worry about that last statement. It won't have any meaning for you. But we come in, we want to equip the churches. We will equip our churches with a three-pronged emphasis on providing strategy, providing training, providing resources. Under strategy, we do evaluations, training, and implementation. Under providing training, we'll do conferences, seminars, and one-on-one. And on providing resources, we give ideas and supplies as needed. I thank you for listening. Do want to encourage you to listen to the next one as we come back and talk about how we motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. Remember, the evangelism team of the Minnesota Wisconsin Baptist Convention exists to organize, equip, and motivate your church for passionate evangelism. Thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast. If you would like to schedule an evangelism conference in your church, please call the Minnesota Wisconsin Baptist Convention at 507-282-3636. And remember, stay close to God for integrity of character, stay close to unbelievers for opportunities to influence, and stay close to believers for accountability and partnership.